Unit 6. Listening Activity 1. Extract 1.
I just loved it. The music was brilliant.
I'm gutted that it was their last performance together. Did you read in the programme that they filmed it and are going to put it out on DVD? Oh, it'll be great to see it again. Though it probably won't be the same as it was tonight. No atmosphere.
It'll be interesting when the lead singer goes into musicals on stage. He's talented enough on the singing front, but what about the acting?
Well, we'll have to give him a chance. I'll certainly go and see him, especially after tonight.
Extract 2.
How did I start? Well, I'd never imagined that I'd actually be a teacher. That's what both my parents did, and my grandparents as well, though they never pressured me into doing it. I was around 16 when I really became interested in science and mechanical engineering, and so the idea of working in a college rather than a school seemed on the cards. It wasn't a particularly cool thing to do, according to my mates, of course. I suppose I could say that I kind of stumbled into it. But I've been doing it for 3 years now, and I can't say I've ever regretted the decision.
Extract 3.
I'd really like to go home and see if it's okay.
But you always turn it off. It's just an automatic reaction. Don't be silly.
It's just that I can't remember doing it. I know you always laugh if I say that, but you don't understand how it feels.
Well, I haven't got time to go back with you now. I've got a meeting in half an hour, and the bus is coming. If you want to, then I'll have to go ahead and catch up with you at lunchtime.
Maybe that's the best thing to do.
Extract 4.
Thanks for finally having me on. I've been waiting ages. At least I can have my say now. I've been listening for the last hour, and I can't believe what your callers are saying. They must know whatever anyone does on the recycling front, big or small, makes a difference. We're all responsible for the world we live in. How can they moan about being asked to put rubbish in different bins? But I accept that not everyone sees it like that, so I think we should be given incentives to do it. That would get people on side, and be pretty easy to put into operation, I'd have thought.
Extract 5.
Okay, let me just check that I've understood you. It's okay for me to come along next Tuesday afternoon and give it a go. If I'm interested in taking it further, I pay a registration fee and £50 for the orientation course, which I can start immediately. After that, I just pay a small fee every time I want to use the facilities, and I can also use your centres in other cities on the same basis when I'm travelling. Could you just repeat what you said about the rooms for classes, please? I didn't quite get that.
Extract 6.
Well, that was pretty much a waste of time. After those fantastic reviews, I'd had high hopes.
I'd been told that it was disappointing, so I was kind of prepared. But I hadn't thought that the actors would be so off. She's usually brilliant.
And he doesn't often put in a bad performance. Pity it was this film. At least the technology didn't let anyone down. Oh, the flying scenes were spectacular.
But they didn't do anything really cutting edge, did they? I mean, I've seen it all before.
They had me on the edge of my seat.
Extract 7.
Did the meeting go okay?
I guess. When I presented the policy plan, it seemed to go down well. Even the technology worked, which I had nightmares about because I knew the big bosses would be there. The question and answer session afterwards went well. The time I spent preparing paid off.
You said the kids got fed up with you working in the evenings, so at least now you can spend some time with them.
Well, I've still got to write up the report. It'll be circulated next week. I haven't told my husband yet, but next weekend we'll be busy.
I'll see it soon, then.
Extract 8.
We've been friends for a long time, and it'd be a pity if we can't disagree on some things and still stay friends. You know that I don't think that what you're saying is right, and it's difficult to go along with you when you say things like that, but we need to move on from the whole incident. OK, I may be wrong, and you may be proved right in the end, but just now, I think we must change the subject before we actually come to blows over it. That would be a big mistake.